Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We continue on the week in Philly, and Monday will mark 1 year since the Hamas attacks on Israel that killed some 1,200 people. Hundreds others were taken hostage. Let's bring in KYW's John McDevitt. And John, you have the story of a local woman desperately hoping to see again two loved ones who were taken hostage. Tell us the story.
Matt Noga Sanderovich of Ballot Kinwood has Israeli and American citizenship. She remembers the horror of October 7th of last year, when she learned terrorists stormed through her friend Yair Horn's kibbutz in South Israel near the Gaza border. Yair and his brother Eitan, who was visiting for the holiday weekend, disappeared. She says there was just no communication with them until the brother's cell phones start pinging in Gaza.
It is probably the worst thing you can hear, because as we now know, and as we've known before, what happens when you get kidnapped, the conditions that you're in are horrendous. And so getting kidnapped was probably one of the worst case scenarios.
Sanderovich says there was no word of their fate until the ceasefire and hostage release in November, when about 100 hostages were freed. Some recalled seeing the brothers in Gaza in the tunnels.
It is with me daily. I go to therapy. It's hard to talk about how this affects me, honestly, because I'm constantly thinking about Yair and Eitan's brother, the middle brother, who's left without his two brothers, the closest people to him. I think about Yair and Eitan's mother and father, who go out in the streets and beg for somebody to listen and to have a deal and to bring their kids home. So to me, the toll that it's taken on me, it's a little hard to even kind of talk about, because who am I as compared to them going through it, their families going through it? That's what's unbearable to me.
So what she heard then in November, that's the last she heard of any kind of idea of their well-being, if they're alive, anything?
Yeah, that's really all she knows.
Who is she in contact with? I'm sure in these situations you have liaisons. No, I don't know, the Israeli government, the U.S. government, like, who is she in contact with to try to get information?
Well, mainly she's in touch with the brother's family members in Israel every day. She supports them as family and friends reach out to anyone who will listen to get the hostages freed, organizes rallies and talks here in the U.S. She urges the public and public officials to do all they can to get the hostages freed.
We support each other. There's WhatsApp groups where we organize for events that keep them in the news, that make people remember them and make people remember that they're still there and that this is what we need to be fighting for, to bring them home. That helps, and that makes you feel less powerless. But I mean, we are powerless. We feel really powerless. Yeah, our hands are tied.
She says the hostages did nothing wrong, and they're in the middle of a political war. She says this should not be a political issue. These are people who were kidnapped in their pajamas. Matt, I asked her if she's hopeful that she will see the brothers again. She said that's a good question. It's really hard, she says, for her to admit, but she's really less hopeful than she used to be. She says the recent news of 6 Israeli hostages executed in southern Gaza is behind that uncertainty.
The captivity of the 6 hostages that were executed, young people under 40 that were executed a couple of weeks ago, really just, I broke my heart. It broke my heart, and I think took away a lot of the hope. I think a lot of the... Oh, it makes it feel, it's really hard to get back up. It's been really hard to get back up after that.
Noga says she will continue to fight for the hostages' freedom.
What, if anything, is she doing to, I don't even know if commemorates the right word, but with this 1 year mark, is she doing anything to mark it?
Yeah, so she says she will be staying home with her family. She's going to light candles and reflect in her own way.
You know, I shouldn't say this for the radio because I should be going to events and I'm invited to events. I've been invited to speak at events, but I think I'm going to go away. I'm going to hermit myself, I think, on October 7th, for lack of better words. First of all, I'm very triggered. This is obviously very difficult, and it's been a really difficult year. And while being with the community is really helpful, I need to make sure that I'm not overexposing myself when emotions are raw. And a day like that, emotions are going to be raw. I need to maintain my sanity because this has been a very long war, right? It's been a year long, and I need my stamina. It's going on, and I can't crash. I've gotten sick many times. I need to take care of myself. I will commemorate it in my own way, absolutely.
She says the threat of potential violence against Jews is very much a concern, even in this country.
Thank you very much, John. KYW's John McDevitt joining us. We'll continue with more of The Week in Philly in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.